This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Flavio E. Garcia. Date of birth, March the 19th, 1974. Case ID number is 8008362. Date of exam, August the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Cooper Internal Medicine, dated 9/10/2013. Identifying information, this is a 49-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral loss of fingers on both hands, sparing the thumbs. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was January the 6th, 1998, where he worked in the oil fields for 3 years. Before that time, he used to put tile in different areas. He did that. He was a tile placer for 6 months and was a painter for another year. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in his house with his family. His wife is not working at this time, and he's been on disability for approximately 25 years. Allegation number one, loss of fingers on both hands, sparing the thumbs. History of allegations, loss of fingers on both hands with the sparing of the thumbs. The claimant states that in 1998, he was in an accident at work on the oil fields when he lost all of his fingers and portions of his hands. The claimant lost 4 fingers on both hands, and had a partial hand amputation. Surgery was performed on January the 19th, 1998. And at the present time, he complains of severe sensitivity, especially of the left hand. His symptoms include occasional swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, pain that he feels every day, and very sensitive to touch, especially of the left hand. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 5 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and can write a little bit with the right hand, but is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. The claimant has no assistant devices that he uses at this time. His doctor is Dr. Socrates. He is presently on no medication for pain, and his physical activity is very mild, secondary to having a recent back injury and not being able to use his hands. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, and sometimes helping with the laundry. He does very mild exercise. Family history. His father died at the age of 53 from a myocardial infarction. He had coronary artery disease and hypertension. His mother died at the age of 70 from complications of osteoporosis. Medications, Nexium, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, left sciatica of the lumbar sacral back area, gastritis. Surgery to both bilateral upper hand area extremities, history of ankle surgery of the right ankle, with open reduction internal fixation in 1990, amputation of all fingers of both hands with a transmetacarpal amputation to the left hand in 1998, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 181 pounds, height 5 feet, 9.5 inches tall, BP 143 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 26.5. General, this is a 49-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to extremities? There is a notable bilateral finger amputations of both hands with the thumbs being spared. The right hand has the amputation at the metatarsal level, leaving the claimant with some ability to grasp certain objects with the right hand. His grip strength is plus 2 over 5 bilaterally. The right hand is able to grip more than the left. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for some sensory tenderness of the left amputation area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity was noted bilaterally at both hands. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex at 90 degrees. He has injured his back recently. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both hands, where the claimant has amputation of 4 fingers on both sides. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left hand. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's, the claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength is plus 2/5 bilaterally. The claimant is unable to oppose, pinch, or make a full closed fist. He is able to use the right hand in grasping certain things since he has the amputation at the metaphalangeal level where he has a little stump that he's able to use to grasp things. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal except for the left hand. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle any objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of both hands, where amputation of both hands at the level of all fingers has been amputated. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 2 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and normal visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bilateral forefinger amputations of both hands. Probable diagnoses: bilateral forefinger amputation of both hands, sparing both thumbs, confirmed with physical examination. Because the claimant has such a severe amputation, he is unable to use both hands at this time, although he is occasionally able to grasp a few things with the right hand and the fifth stump that he has on the right hand of the fifth finger. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Flavio E. Garcia.